Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you? Give me a moment. I'll just check. Please give me a moment. Yes, how can I help you? Yeah. Is it working now? Not working. Wait, let me check. What is the Wi-Fi name you are getting there on the modem? And previously, what was the Wi-Fi name you used to get? Before, when your internet was working, what was the Wi-Fi you used to connect? No, 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 I know that. I'm asking you the Wi-Fi name before your internet got disconnected. What was the Wi-Fi name you used to? So it was not TP-Link, right? Yes, because the modem, I believe, has been reset. Do you have a laptop or a computer there? What do you have, laptop or computer? Which device do you have? Connect to the TP-Link modem, TP-Link Wi-Fi. Yeah. Yeah, connect. The password is at the back of the modem. Yeah, correct. Do it, I'm on the line. Yeah, please do it. Is it connected? Internet is not there. Is the Wi-Fi connected? Okay, now open a Google page. Open a page. Please open a Google page. Put this, which, kindly put this number 192. No, when you need to open a Google on the Google page on top on the address bar, please put this number 192. Where are you putting this number? Yes. Yeah. I haven't completed yet. Please wait. 192.168.168.1.1. And tell me now, what can you see? Yes. Yes, put the password is admin, the small, all in small letter, the word admin. Username and password is the same, the word admin in small letter. Yes, correct, correct. What can you say? No. No, do not save the password. What can you see now? On the left-hand side, what are the options you can see? Can you, on the left-hand side, on top, what are the options? You said device information, right? After device information, what can you see? Wait, give me a moment. Hold on, please wait. Okay, click on operation mode. Now what can you see? Wireless, click on the third option, wireless router modem. Yes. Yes, save it. Just select wireless router mode and just say yes or okay, whatever option you have there, just click them. Okay, now wait, let us restart. Please wait. Kindly please in future do not reset the modem, okay? Because again you need to restart. If you haven't reset it, then maybe someone else has done it. Maybe someone else has done it. Do one thing, close that page, open a page again. Close it, open a new page, and put the IP address which I gave you. You have got internet. Wait, give me a moment. Please wait. Give me a moment, please. I'm checking. Give me a moment. Can you please check what is the Wi-Fi name you are connected to? You do one thing, open a Google page and put this number 192. .168.1.1. Yeah. Yeah. Admin. Now what can you see? Do not save the password. No, do not save the password, please. Okay, now click on quick setup. Yeah. Click on continue. Next, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, next. No. Click on no and then plus. Yeah, no. Yeah. Triple POE. Username, password, and password is the word admin. ADMIN. Yes, correct. Yes, correct. Yes. Now what can you see? No. Just click on next. Yep. Click on next. Click on next. Yes, click on save. Yeah. Yep. Okay, click on finish. Did you click on finish? Okay, now listen to me. On the left-hand side, can you see system tools? Click on that. Yeah. No. Click on system tools. Now on the left-hand side, on the beneath system tools, what can you see? What are the options? Can you see remote management? Remote management. Management, click on management. No, not management control. When you click on system tools, what are the on the left-hand side, what can you see on the other side? System tools, not system control. Click on system tools. On the left-hand side, yeah. Click on system tools, yes. The last option is the system tool. Please click on system tools. Beneath system tool, what are the options there? Okay, when you click on system, listen to me, please. When you click on system tools, on the other side, can you see any option like remote management, local management, something like that? When you click on system tool, what are the what is coming at the side, other side of the page? Well, click on system tool once again, and are you getting any option? When you click on that, any drop down option? When you click on, please listen to me what I'm trying to explain you. When you click on a system tools, on the other side of the page, what are the options you are getting? Please take a picture. Take a picture. You're doing the setup on your laptop, right? Please take a picture and send it to me on the number I'm giving you. Please, I have this is not my number. This is my technical team number. Kindly wait. Let me check with my team. Yeah, give me a moment. Yeah, give me a moment. Hello. Okay. Hello. Yes. Click on system tools once again. Now click on manage control. Yes. Now what can you see? After that, what are the other options you can see? Can you see any option like local management, remote management? Please scroll the page and check. No, 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 do not do anything. Yes, account management is there. Yeah. Come to the last. No, no, please listen to me. Come to the last, scroll the page and come to the last part where you can see remote management. Yes, now what you can see. Now what can you see? Tell me, underneath remote management, what are the options you can see? Okay, wait. Okay. What is the first option? Tell me. Enable the remote manage. Give a tick on that. Give a tick on the enable option. No, wait, do not do anything. Just give me a moment. Yeah, just give me a moment. Okay. All right. Local management, there is a port number. What is the port number there? Okay, do not do any changes. Now, remote management, did you click on that enable option? Okay, what is the port number next to it? It should be 8081. Please do the changes. The remote management, the port number, the 80 is already there. Beside 80, put 81. Yes. No, it's 8081. See, only 8. Yes, correct. It's not 800. It's just 8081. That's it. Now click on save. Now do not do anything. Give me a moment. Now, Gia, let me tell you one thing. In future, if your internet is not working, make sure nobody resets the modem. Because again, once you reset, again, you have to do this configuration which you did right now. Okay? No, without doing a reset, no, without resetting the modem, your internet, this will not happen. This TP-Link, your Wi-Fi will not change. Fine, please wait. I'm doing the setup for your landline, okay? Just give me a moment. No, do not wait, wait, wait. No, do not do anything now. Please wait. Okay, wait. I'm doing the. You can close that page. Yeah, close it. You don't require that. I am doing the work from my end. Log out, log out. Yes, close it, log out. Whatever you want, you can do. Just give me a moment, okay? I'm doing the setup from my end for the landline. Where is your telephone handset connected? Okay, wait, wait, wait. Give me a moment. No, usually your landline, the number call, the calls goes on the landline, right? Okay, wait, I'm doing a test call. Now, right now it is diverted, but I will remove the diversion and I will do a test call. Okay, you want me to keep it? Okay, fine, I've done that. Okay, fine, I've done that. Now, what Wi-Fi name you want to keep? Okay, wait. Wait, let me do the changes. Okay, tell me what was it? V? V, how you spell that? V for Victoria? N, G? All in one, no space? And the password is the same, okay? The password, what was the previous password? 962? Yeah, five threes together, right? Now please check, instead of TP link you will get the Wi-Fi name as VNG Motor Mechanic. Please check. Yeah, now you need to click, now you can connect to VNG, and the password is the same, 962 and then five threes together. Okay. Is it working? You please give the password. No worries, sir. Okay, so the internet is working and so calls as it is diverted to their mobile phone. Okay. Yes, it is diverted to your mobile number. 04-33-168-686. Okay. No worries. Thank you. Bye-bye.